USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour in the headlines, word of a powerful 6.8 magnitude earthquake hitting Chile.
What's going on now is the single greatest scam in the history of American politics.
To politics now, President Trump defending himself against Democrats who want to impeach him, the president taking to Twitter and taking his message from the Rose Garden straight to the American people.
The Democrats want to take away your guns. They want to take away your health care. They want to take away your vote. They want to take away your freedom. They want to take away your judges. They want to take away everything. We can never let this happen.
He's got 65 million followers, the president telling them.
We're fighting to drain the swamp, and that's exactly what I'm doing. And you see why we have to do it. Because our country is at stake like never before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
In USA News for Your Health, doctors across the country gearing up for flu season. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
While the percentage of flu cases is below the national baseline for this time of year, People Like Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar is concerned about an outbreak among young children.
We see that the youngest are most affected, with incidence highest among children younger than 6 months, followed by those aged 6 to 23 months. Illness occurs very quickly. 65% of reported flu deaths in children happen within 7 days after symptom onset. 38% of deaths occur before being admitted to the hospital.
Secretary Azar said half of the influenza-associated pediatric deaths occurred in children with no pre-existing medical conditions.
There's a new tool on the Uber app aimed at keeping you safer. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
Uber has added a 911 button to its app that will allow riders to quietly send a message to emergency personnel.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi talking about impeachment at an event held by the Texas Tribune. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
Following the recent announcement of the formal impeachment inquiry into President Trump and a phone call he had with the Ukrainian president in July, Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi called the proceedings a somber affair.
This is really bad news for our country because if it is as it seems to be, our president engaged in something that's so far beyond what our founders had in mind. They knew that some president might go beyond what the Constitution intended, and they put guardrails there. This goes beyond any guardrails.
And speaking at that event in Austin, Pelosi also said that public opinion is now on the side of the impeachment inquiry.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor investigating a payroll company, USA Radio's John Hunt.
An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.